And KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday, the 31st day of January for 2020. Final day of January. Here's the news this 7 o'clock hour. The Department of Water Resources conducted the second manual snow survey of 2020 yesterday at Phillips Station. The manual survey recorded 40.5 inches of snow depth and a snow water equivalent of 14.5 inches, which is 79% of average for this location. The snow water equivalent measures the amount of water contained in the snowpack, which provides a more accurate runoff forecast. Well, after a good start in December, January saw dry conditions that added little to the Sierra snowpack. In addition to the manual surveys, the Department of Water Resources collects readings from 130 electronic snow sensors scattered throughout the state. Measurements indicate that statewide, the snowpack's water equivalent is 12 inches or 72% of the January 30th average. The Department of Water Resources conducts 5 snow surveys at Phillips Station each winter. On average, the snowpack supplies about 30% of California's water needs as it melts in the spring and early summer. Well, PG&E is warning residents of Amador and Calaveras counties today to be aware of a new scam. Well, it's actually an old scam that's new because it's just come back around again. According to spokesperson Brandy Merlot, any Pacific Gas and Electric Company customer receiving calls from someone claiming to represent PG&E and requesting personal information, immediate payments, or trying to sell a product or service should hang up the phone immediately. Merlot says be aware that scammers can disguise their true phone numbers or simply claim to be from the utilities building department or the utilities billing department demanding payment. Now, we received one of these calls yesterday here at KVGC and decided to have a little fun and called the number back. And by golly, it sounded like it was pretty official. It had a phone tree, PG&E, on-hold music, the whole business. There was a little bit you could tell that it wasn't for real, but I can see how it could fool you. So if something like this happens to you, remember, don't give out any information over the air, you know, over the phone. Just call PG&E or local law enforcement and, again, report that you are being scammed. Well, on the heels of this, Governor Newsom ramped up his rhetoric of a PG&E takeover by the state of California this week. Continuing to beat his takeover drum, Newsom told reporters this week that, quote, PG&E, that company, no longer exists. There's going to be a new company, or the state of California takes it over, and the new company is going to be transformed. Newsom has asked PG&E to replace its entire 14-member board of directors, along with company CEO Bill Johnson. Newsom also wants the utility to make around $50 billion worth of improvements to its electrical grid. The governor has threatened the utility over the past few months. Unless these changes he wants occur, the state may try to take over PG&E. Problem is, the governor doesn't have that power. So the California Public Utility Commission does. But anyway, meanwhile, an attorney for the embattled energy company told a federal judge earlier this week that the company vows to emerge from bankruptcy ahead of a imposed June deadline. And Jackson police have released even more information on the story of lost airman Keith Kiefer. According to Kiefer, he was kidnapped by 3 men at a Sacramento Amtrak station. Said he was then forced by gunpoint to throw out his wallet and cell phone. Afterwards, he claims he was zip-tied with a hood placed over his head and taken to a warehouse for 5 or 6 days. There, he claimed he was injected with an unknown substance and lost consciousness. Waking up, he said 2 men then struck his head with a brick-sized rock and left him for dead in a ditch outside of Pine Grove. According to Jackson Police Chief Chris Mindrup yesterday, the evidence didn't match Kiefer's story. They could not find an external head injury on Kiefer, and an MRI scan revealed no internal injuries. As for the injection, no puncture site was found, and his toxicology screens came back negative for drugs or alcohol. To add to this, his wrists were found to have no marks from the zip ties he claimed to be bound by for 5 to 6 days. Jackson police confronted Kiefer about the lack of evidence, but he still stuck to his story. Now, currently, the investigation has come to a halt since he has been released into the care of the U.S. Air Force. Now, his wife has shared more information with media outlets. She said this week that he mentioned to her he didn't want to be in the military anymore, and that he had did this to try to get out of the military, all because of harassment the family was undergoing. According to the wife, members of Travis Air Force Base called protective services on the family over their 7-year-old son and 2.5-month-old daughter. Meanwhile, both Sacramento and Jackson police have stated no charges will be filed for false reports. And designated drivers are the real MVPs during the big game. This Super Bowl weekend, CHP would like to remind everyone that your game plan should be getting home safely. According to CHP, last year, over the Super Bowl weekend, 3 people died, 140 were injured, and 187 DUI arrests were made on the same day. CHP Commissioner Warren Stanley urges that driving impaired is completely preventable, and doing so always risks the lives of others. On game day, CHP will be out in force, so your best defense is a plan for a safe ride home, whether it be calling a cab, ride-sharing service, or public transportation, or just lining up a designated driver. And delays next week on Highway 49 outside of Sutter Creek will slow motorists. Caltrans will perform one-way traffic control on Highway 49 for bridge work. One-way traffic control from the Sutter Creek Bridge to the Amador Creek Bridge will be in effect beginning Monday through Friday of next week from 9 to 2. Motorists should expect up to 15-minute delays, subject to change due to traffic incidents and weather, so forth. Weather looks like it's going to be beautiful all next week. So, well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.